I'll be found by those that search for me with all their heart. And God does hide himself to a small extent to test us to see if we really care. Knock and keep on knocking, ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking. Why does he say it that way? Well, he says it that way because if you just look for something and then you go away and ignore it after that because you didn't find it quickly, that means you really didn't care. It didn't really matter to you. The only things that we really search for hard are things that matter. If you had a button that you had in your pocket and you noticed one day it wasn't in your pocket anymore and you couldn't remember if you lost it in the laundry or you maybe took it out and put it somewhere and you just could not remember where you put that button, how hard would you look? Would you turn the house upside down trying to find that button? Would you call in 10 others to go through the house and look under every cushion and every corner, to take out the vacuum cleaner bag and go through all the dirty stuff in there? Would you do that for a button? Nah, you wouldn't. But there are valuable things in life. For some person, it might be a wedding ring. For somebody else, it could be a driver's license or something else where if you lost it, you know it would be a lot of trouble. Be very painful emotionally or expensive or just a whole lot of trouble to replace it. If you got out your wallet and your driver's license wasn't in there, you wouldn't say, oh well, you would try really hard to find it. If you only had one car key and you misplaced it, you would put a lot of effort into finding that key because the car is useless unless you find the key. You don't drive a car without a key. So unlike a button, if it's valuable, you'll search for it really hard and you'll get help trying to look for it and you'll turn the house upside down for a car key if it's the only one, where you wouldn't for a button because a button has no real value. So God knew that we give up easy on the things that don't matter to us. That's why he said seek and keep on seeking, and he told the parable of the woman that knocked on the man's door at midnight for bread for a friend, and he wouldn't come, and she knocked again, and she yelled, and she worked really, really hard because it was important to her. And Jesus said, this is how you should pray. You should pray with perseverance, with persistence. You should knock and keep on knocking. You should keep seeking. If you search for me with all your heart, I'll be found by you. He knew that if we didn't really search hard and sacrifice whatever we needed to sacrifice, sleep or anything else, to find him, then we don't really care very much. And he doesn't want anybody who doesn't care. He only wants people that care with all their heart. Those are the ones that he brings to himself, the people that will have nothing but him. He won't accept substitutes. We don't accept substitutes, but he doesn't either. He doesn't accept people who don't care with all their heart. He won't bring them to himself. He only wants people that will give everything for him. He gave everything for us. He gave his baby boy to die, Jesus. Do you think he's going to let a bunch of people in who don't really care very much? It's like a button. They don't look very hard and they don't sacrifice much. And if they don't find it really easy, then they just quit. He let his baby boy die. That's how much he put into it. Is he going to let us not really care very much and just prance right on in? Wouldn't that be a way of spitting on Jesus, his open wounds, his cross, his grave? If he just let us waltz right in and not really care and not really put any effort, not renounce the world, not renounce our own dreams and desires, not renounce our love of ourself or our love of fashion or our love of sports or our love of whatever. If we want to have both and we're not really searching for him with all our hearts, some of our heart still belongs to us, some of our heart still belongs to the world, wouldn't that be spitting on the gift that he gave us of his baby boy dying for us? The answer is yes. That's why he won't be found by anybody that doesn't search with all their heart. They'll only get religion. They'll only get some bunch of nonsense, some little belief system and lifestyle, but they'll never find him if they don't care with all their heart. It's like a button. Doesn't really matter. No effort really put into it. If he put in his only son, he wants something on our part that is at least the best we can do. It'll never equal what he did for us. But he wants us to at least give him what we can give him. and not play some little game like he's just a button, and if you lose him, no big deal. I have other things to do that are more important than thinking about God and praying to God and obeying God. I got other things to do. My mind is filled with other things. Fine. Then your place is with the devil and his angels, because that's where everybody goes that don't find Jesus' death on a cross to really be worth their time or their effort or their energy or their heart. I will be found by those who search for me with all their heart. Meaning if you do give all your heart, then nothing to worry about. He promised. And nothing to worry about. Not a worry in the world. You give him your whole heart like he gave his son, and you have nothing to worry about. I will be found by those that search for me with all their heart. You give me your heart, you're mine. No problem. You give me what you do have. A couple of fish and a loaf of bread. Whatever you got. You give me all that you do have, the widow with her two little coins. You give me all you do have. I don't even care what it is. And you're mine. No worries. You don't have to bring much, but you have to bring it all. And then I'll be found. That's cool stuff. From a God who could totally ignore us if he wanted to. But that isn't what he decided to do. He decided to love on us and give us a chance.